today's topic is a topic that probably sounds like it's not nogeya bichlal to anybody here, but it may have ramifications halacha lemaisa for Jewish people as well. The topic is, at what age does a non-Jew become a bar mitzvah? Meaning non-Jews are chayiv and shev mitzvahs b'nei noach. So when does that happen? At 13, do we make a party and a bar mitzvah with a theme and everything? Or do we assume that a non-Jew has some other time frame that he becomes chayiv and the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, and chayiv for them, meaning in violation of them, would be chayiv misa for violating them? So the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Parak Tes Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes, then all like a Jew, when it comes to macholus asuros, if a person eats something that is not kosher, he's only going to be chayv, he's only going to get malchus when you eat a kezayis. When a non-Jew eats aver menachai or basar menachai, b'kol shehu, even the tiniest amount, he's going to be chayv. Why? Says the Rambam, shalonitnu ha-shiurin elu li-Yisrael bilvad, that the whole concept of shiurim is only for the Jewish people. So for a non-Jew, even if he eats just a kol shehu, he's already going to be chayiv. The Radvaz on the spot assumes that this is not only about machalos hasuros, this is a broad statement that the Rambam is making, that all dinim of shiurim, anything that has to do with the shiur, is simply not nogeya to b'nei noach. Shiurim chatzitzin umchitzin, the Gemara Neir and Davdala tells us, are halacha l'moshe misinai. So all shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai, to apply to Jews, but not to apply to non-Jews. And it is on that basis that the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvin Yaradeya, Simin Shin Yud Zayin, develops the following idea. The Chasam Sofer was asked by a farmer who had a behema hamivakeres. He had an animal that was about to give birth, and halacha is that if you have a bechor behema tahora that's born into your flock, that animal has kedusha. So and that's a big problem when you don't have a base of mikdash to bring a korban to. And even if it develops a mum, it's going to be a problem because of giza, avoda. You have all sorts of problems when you have a behema that has kedushas bechor. So what is a Jewish farmer to do if they have a behema that has kedushas bechor? They sell the animal to a guy the same way we would do mechiras chametz. They sell the animal to a non-Jew before the animal gives birth. So Chasam Sofer was asked the following shaila. Farmer had a behema mevakeres, and he found himself a really good miyuchastik, a non-Jew, to sell the animal to, and he did it. The only thing is, the non-Jew was 9 years old. So now he wants to, and now Mazel Tov, the animal had a baby, and he wants to know, does the baby have kedushas bechor? Was the mechira chal? He did a kinyan kesef and situmto, whatever kinyanim he did, but he did it with a 9 year old. So the question is whether the kedushas bechor is going to be chal. So the Chasam Sofer writes that if you look in Shuvas Harash and Klal Tazayin Osalif, he says that the din that a bas yud beis shan of yomechad is chayevus in mitzvos, and a ben yud gimel shan of yomechad is chayev in mitzvos. It doesn't mean and one day; it means on the birthday. But that they become chayev in mitzvos, that's a din in shiurim. That's a shiur like any other shiur, just like a shiur kazayis and a shiur kabeitz and a shiur kagrogros. So there's a shiur of yud beis shana for a girl and yud gimel shana for a boy. So says Chasam Sofer, if you put that Rambam and the Rush together, you now yield the following conclusion. The Rambam says that there's no shiurim for a b'nei noach. The Rush says that the din of becoming a bar mitzvah at the age of 13 is a shiur, so that must not apply to b'nei noach. So it must be that b'nei noach become chayv and mitzvos not at the age of 13. Great. So when do they become chayiv in mitzvos? So Chasam Sofer says, maybe you should say as soon as they're born they become chayiv in mitzvos. He says, no, that doesn't make any sense because anus rachmana patre, it's not their fault. They're not in control of anything when they're a 1 day old baby. So probably it has to be at a time that they're mature enough to have some level of das. He says, v'amna b'nei noach d'lo nitna lehem shiurim. As long as they have seichel, so the Torah is mechadish for a Jew that even if he has seichel when he's 9 or 10 or 11 years old, that he's still not going to be chayiv for his actions. That's a special Torah chas al Yisrael. The Torah had rachmanos on klal Yisrael that you wait till your bar mitzvah to be responsible for your actions. The Torah had no such rachmanos on a non-Jew. And as soon as he has seichel, the shalim, as soon as he has the ability to think like a regular adult, so he's going to be chayiv for everything that he does. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph says, and this chaps in afkamina for Jewish people as well, in the following context. He says that a cheresh who can communicate through sign language, So one might say, well, a cherish is part from mitzvahs, cherish out of a katan, so a cherish is a deaf mute, so maybe he should be part from mitzvahs and he shouldn't be chai for any of his actions. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, if he can communicate through sign language and you see that he clearly has das, he's chayiv in mitzvahs just like a pikeach. And he says that a Jewish child under bar mitzvah has to be chayiv in every one of the mitzvahs, shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, because it's not possible to think, it's implausible that a guy would be chayiv and a Jew wouldn't, right? Meaning, if we're going to assume like the Chassam Sofer that a guy becomes chayiv in all the mitzvahs, the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, when he's able to think like a normal person, it's not possible that a Jew of the same age would not be chayiv in those very same mitzvahs. Matan Torah could not have taken a Jewish child and taken him from a kedusha chamura to a kedusha kala, exempted him from mitzvahs that he otherwise would have been chayiv in. It's only with regard to onshin that being a bar mitzvah matters, and with regard to the rest of the mitzvahs, not the seven mitzvahs. So similarly, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though the status of a cherish has nothing to do with age, if a person is a bar das, he's going to be chayv mitzvahs. It has everything to do with das. So in the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Halacha Beis says that we don't punish a ben noach katan, nor a ben noach who's a cherish or a shota, because he's not b'nei mitzvahs. He means if he doesn't have intelligence, just like the Chassam Sofer said when it comes to a ben noach katan, he means by a cherish also, if he doesn't have intelligence. And Mimela, a Jewish child that has intelligence, is also going to be chayiv in the Sheva Mitzvos, and a Jewish adult that has intelligence is going to be chayiv in all the mitzvos, even though he's a cherish. The raya to the Rambam, the raya that they bring to the Rambam, is brought by the Or Sameach, I mean to this Mahalich, I should say, of the Chassam Sofer, and his reading of the Rambam, is brought by the Or Sameach in Hilchos Yisur Bia Paragimel Alacha Beis. For those doing Daf Yomi, the Gemara had some funny drushes in recent Dapim. Recent Dapim have been a tough, tough sell. You know, we're talking about Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. That's the past couple of days of Daf Yomi Shurim. So the Gemara has drushes where it darshins from a word in a pasuk that ish v'lo katan, that a person is going to be chayiv from Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, not when he's a katan. When you're a katan, you're not going to be chayiv from Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. So everyone is bothered by the kasha. Of course not. You're a katan. Katan is pata from everything. So why do I need a drasha and a pasuk to tell me ish v'lo katan? So says the Or Sameach, well, because b'nei noach are also mitzuv in arayos. So Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema is a din for b'nei noach as well. B'nei noach are chayiv in mitzvos, if you assume like the Chassam Sofer, b'nei noach are chayiv in mitzvos even when they're katanim, even when they're 7, 8, 9 years old, if they're b'nei das, if they're able to think like a normal person, like a normal adult. So that's why there's a hava mina that a Jew should be no different than a ben noach. That if a ben noach is going to be chayiv in shev mitzvos b'nei noach, including arayos when he's a katan, so maybe the same should be true of a Jew. That's why I need a drash of ish v'lo katan. That must be the assumption of the Gemara. The Gemara is working with the assumption of the Chassam Sofer that he's already chayiv in mitzvos at an earlier stage. Is there anyone that disagrees with this entire cheshbon? So there are two ways one could disagree. One is the Prima Gadim in Yaradeus and Samach Beis and Mishpatel Zav Os Aleph points out that there's a Tosos in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel where Tosos says that a Nachri is only chayiv if he eats a kezias of Eivir Menachai. Ooh, okay, so that right away takes off our starting point. Our starting point was that even if he eats a kolshu, that was the Rambam Shita. Tosus disagrees, says only if he eats a kezias. However, the Prima Gadim says maybe that's only when it comes to food, but maybe the other shiurim do not apply to B'nai Noach, including the age of 12 or the age of 13. The other way to disagree is if one holds like Rashi and Pirkei Avos. Mishnah and Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak, Mishnah Chaf Aleph says, you know, ben, when it goes through all the ages and the milestones in life, so it says, Ben Shlosh Esrei L'mitzvos, that when a person becomes 13 years old, they become Chayiv in mitzvos. So Rashi writes, how do I know that? Because the Pasuk says, Ish O Isha, Kiyas Mikol Chatzos Adam. What's an Ish? An Ish is 13 years old. How do I know that an Ish is 13 years old? Because the Pasuk says, Vayikru Shnei B'nei Yaakov, Shimon V'Levi, Achedina Ish Charbo. We learned it from Shimon and Levi. Vaz Hay Levi ben Shlosh Esrei Shana, Keshechashav Sheishan, Shasi Yaakov V'Vesel. And we know Levi was 13 years old, so we see that the age of Ish is 13 years old. That's pre-Matan Torah, and that seems to be about a certain level of maturity in Das. It doesn't seem to be about a Shir. So if you assume, like Shitas Rashi and Pirkei Avos, which is Shita the Bartanura and the Tosyantu there as well, it would seem that it's not really dependent on a Shir, that 13 is not a Shir, like the Tshuvas HaRash wanted a Taina, and therefore even if Shirim do not apply to Bnei Noach, Ben Noach is still only going to be chayiv in mitzvos at the age of 13. So again, to summarize, we had the Shita Sarambam that Shirim only apply to Shirim do not apply to Bnei Noach; they only apply to Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer put that together with the Tshuvas HaRash that says Ben Yud Gimel Shana is a Shir, and therefore Bnei Noach are chayiv in mitzvos even prior to the age of 13. We had a raya from the Gemara's in Masech Sanhedrin, an application of that Chassam Sofer as far as a Cherish is concerned that Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out, and two points that one might disagree with the whole Cheshbon. The Tosfos and Maseches Chulin, that the Shir of Kezayis does apply to Bnei Noach, and the Rashi in Pirkei Avos that says that that the age of Yud Gimel Shana may not be a Shir, it may be totally on the assumed maturity of a human being. Everyone have a great day.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.